Good afternoon. No, good evening, Audio Boo. It's Nina, Smyrny Outdoors here, and for once I'm outdoors. It is just gone 10:15 on the evening of Monday the 15th of April, and I am lying in a tent on a hill in Shropshire, and life is pretty peachy. I borrowed a Force 10 helium tent from a friend of mine because I was getting a little tired with my Spectre and I wanted to try something different. And so I set off from Cardingmill Valley at about 6:30 and walked up onto the Long Mynd, found myself a nice little pitch at about 8:30, and have since then been setting up the tent, getting some dinner on. I had a wonderful Mountain House chicken korma, which is one of those freeze-dried meals. So you just boil 350ml of water, add it into the pouch, shut it. I put it in a little cozy and forget about it for 15 minutes. And then I had a nice piping hot meal. I've struggled with various things with camping over the years. So I just wanted to test a couple of things. One was that it doesn't seem to matter what I do, I always get a cold backside when I'm sleeping, and that quite often stops me from sleeping. Yes, I know that's, you know, just need to harden up a little bit, but it often stops me from having a decent night's sleep. But by the same token, I hate lugging a huge Therm-a-Rest around with me, so I've tried a new combination this evening. I've got a Alpkit regular size, or it might be short actually. Yeah, short mat, which is very light and very compact. And underneath that, I have put a sheet of radiator foil, which is like an insulated layer with aluminium foil attached to it. And that's underneath the mat. And I'm hoping that the same principle will work as does with my pot cozy, which is that the heat, rather than dissipating straight into the ground, actually reflects back off the foil and keeps me a little bit warmer. Time will tell, but so far so cozy. I've got my pack underneath my feet to keep them off the ground so that my feet stay warm. And yeah, I'm really happy with it all so far. The tent is absolutely brilliant. We've got about 40 mile per hour gusts up on the hill today, and it's holding up very, very well indeed. And I really love that it's pretty idiot proof to put up, weighs next to nothing, and yeah, no guy lines. So it's really, really simple. And as I said, it seems to be holding up quite nicely. I will put some more notes or some more detail into the notes when I get back down off the hill later on tomorrow or the day after. So you've got some information there. The other major point for me is that I have never done a solo wild camp before. I've always, I don't know, chickened out, I guess, or never thought I could do it on my own. And I miss Fiona's company, and I'm still not sure how I'm going to do tonight. I've got some podcasts to listen to, and well, it's not a long time, is it? I'll probably be up at dawn and then go for a nice walk before I go to work, which is just down in the valley. Woohoo! So yeah, it's strange being here without Fiona or without anybody else, but I'm quite enjoying it. It's exciting to be self-sufficient. I'm enjoying learning at my own pace what's working for me. And it might sound a bit selfish, but I'm enjoying only having to look after myself, because God knows that's difficult enough. So yeah, I have no idea what might or might not keep me awake in the night. I'm not too scared of people, things. There's certainly nobody around up here. However, yeah, things go bump in the night and we'll see how I get on. At the moment, I can't really hear that much over the wind, to be honest with you. So this is my first ever solo wild camp, and so far I'm really, really enjoying it, and I hope to get out quite a bit more. I'm sure tonight will be absolutely fine, but I will be glad when day breaks and I can get on with my walk. So, Smyrny Outdoors is outdoors and is now calling it a night. Thank you for listening, everybody, and I hope you have a good night wherever you are. Bye.